Thank you for joining us for Juneau Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Southeast Regional Resource Center is probably best known for Learning Connection, an adult education program that helps people get their GEDs, prepare for college, learn English, acquire new computer skills, and the services are the best price of all, absolutely free if you sign up and go through the registration process. And joining us to talk about the Learning Connection, Genevieve Schmidt. She is the Adult Education Coordinator for CERC. Welcome, Genevieve. It's good to have you here with us to tell us about how CERC is planning to phase in in-person classes, because I can imagine that that is really welcome news.
Yes, thank you, Rhonda.
So I imagine that that was quite a bit of work to go remotely during, the last couple of years?
Yes. Yeah, we will be having in-person classes for the first time in 23 months. So big deal.
Yes. And I would imagine that for the population, the type of people that you're serving, that going online could be challenging from an income standpoint, having expendable income to have the computers, to be able to have internet access. I mean, how did you make that work?
So we actually Zoomed with a lot of people using their iPhones or using FaceTime. And so people were able to connect with us virtually that way. We also have an online learning platform where people can use it to study at their own pace. So if they need support, we can offer it via tutors. But having that online support and the ability to use physical materials, like coming in and picking up books and things like that, that was another way that people could still work on their skills.
Mm-hmm. So were there any subsidies to help people with internet access?
Yeah, there were some federal broadband assistance, and that's still going on. I know that Tlingit and Haida also had some financial assistance for internet, along with those who had children in the local school district. They were given access to technology, and so people were using those little helpers to be able to connect with us as well.
So did you find participation dropped during those 23 months?
It did somewhat, but our retention rate actually improved. So while we did have a small decrease in the amount of students that we were working with, the amount of people who were able to keep on after a certain amount of time actually went up. So because people had to put in more effort into learning a little bit. So it worked out well in some cases, and in others, unfortunately, it didn't.
We have so many lessons that we are learning from the trade-offs of in-person versus virtual. And I imagine, too, mm-hmm. that it's easier to attend maybe if you're doing it from your home.
Yes. Childcare and transportation are large barriers for a lot of the people that we work with. So not having to worry about those really made it more possible for people who had children who were being homeschooled or, you know, were working from home during the pandemic.
So let's talk a little bit about the local economy, because we've heard that some businesses have had worker shortages, that a lot of people left after COVID and they either found something else or just didn't want to come back. So do you feel like what you're doing, the training you're providing for people, do you think that's going to help with that?
I do, especially because the need, the trainings that we're providing are needed here locally. So specifically paraeducators, which are also known as classroom aides or teacher's assistants. They go by many different names, but having that need here in Juneau, we decided to, as an educational agency, we have a lot of background in training teachers' assistants and classroom aides, et cetera. And so we have a paraeducator training coming up. And we also have a direct service provider training, both of which are definitely needed here in Juneau. and all over Southeast, really.
So your paraeducator training, do you think that it could be, first of all, it probably helps if you have children because you're kind of already in the schools, but do you think it could be sort of a stepping stone to a better career down the road?
Definitely, yeah. We specifically chose paraeducators because since it's in the school system, it is a potential career option with benefits, and it runs on the same schedule as a child's school does. So it's really a good option for those parents who already have children in the schools. And yeah, it's definitely a stepping stone to having that experience to becoming a teacher yourself or working in administration. It's definitely a stepping stone.
So tell us a little bit, if you're interested in this online paraeducator training program, as well as the in-person direct service provider trainings, how do you access that? How do you find out more?
So you can email us at learn, like learning, at serrccirc.org. Or you can go to our Facebook or Instagram, serrc.tlc or TLC Juno, and you can DM us and we'll walk you through the registration process.
Now, you've also got computer assistants available. And, yes. And are you going to teach those in person as well?
Yes, our computer assistance classes will be in person starting Thursday, February 17th from 9:30 to 11 a.m., and then after that, they'll be every Tuesday and Thursday through May.
So what kind of a person should come to this program? I mean, where should they be? What skill level should they have?
Absolutely any skill level. If you don't have an email, we can help you get that set up. If you're not familiar with using Alaska Jobs, the new job search engine, we can help walk you through that as well. There is no computer skill too small for us to walk you through. Even if it's creating your resume or opening and saving things in the Google Suite, we can help you with that.
Boy, I could use some help with this Google Doc thing. That one boggles my mind, especially where you open it up and you make edits. And other reporters tell me, just use Google Doc, will you? And I come from the school of scratch it out in red ink and make your notes. But so you could learn all the different Google programs through this.
Yes.
Wow. So people are going to be able to use those skills directly on the job. What kind of experience do you have tracking people and knowing whether or not these trainings are a pathway to real jobs and better opportunities?
So there's a couple different ways. So some people were able to keep in touch with years after the fact. Others don't keep the same phone number and email address. So we do have to rely on the state's data. When someone registers with us, we do have to pass their information onto the state because that's how we're funded. But they're able to track people's income up to a year after they leave our services. So we can track, or they can track, not I, but they can see how much their income is improving after
so
they exit.
What do you know sort of just from being with the program? What are you hearing from people about how CERC is able to plug them into new opportunities?
It's pretty positive. People really like that since we're small and we're local, we really understand what's going on locally, and we have strong community connections with other social service agencies. And so there is a strong referral system. So that way, and our strong supports to be able to assist people getting into those other social supports and agencies as well.
So what about English as a second language? That's another really important service that you offer. So that's mm-hmm. going back to in-person as well, I understand.
Yes.
So will it be done differently because of COVID?
So we are having everybody 6 feet apart, CVJ standards, and we are staff, instructors will be wearing the face shields and have extra distance or materials to separate them, because so much of ESL is seeing how the mouth is moving and making specific mouth movements. So for the ESL classes, we will be having face shields, that way students can see the mouth movements.
Yeah, I guess that's true, is that you've got to be able to see the lips move to be able to duplicate sounds. Plus, you know, you're respirating a lot, breathing in and out to make these sounds. But this is really good news. I imagine that that would be a hard subject to teach online.
In some ways, it was nice because I could share my screen and use Google Translate. It's easier than writing on a board to just type it into my laptop and be able to share a Google Doc and have the students be able to read it, and we can create sentences in real time together without having to try to read someone's handwriting. It makes it a little bit easier that way.
Well, just before we go, one thing I did want to ask you about is your background, because from what I understand, you were an AmeriCorps volunteer. That's how you came to Juno. And so now you are working in CERC's program and helping people with their adult education, get things that will lead them to better opportunities, we hope. How do you like this job?
I like it a lot. It's really special to be able to work with people who have not had the best educational experiences or just need a little bit of help getting their skills up to where they want them to be more employable and self-sufficient.
Well, I guess that is very rewarding to know that what you're doing makes a difference. So I want to thank you so much for being here with us. Genevieve Schmidt, she is the Adult Education Coordinator for Southeast Alaska Regional Resource Center. You can go to CERC's website to get more information and Facebook page. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Rhonda.